Love Inspired Suspense and Harper Audio present Kidnapping Cold Case by Laura Scott. Performed by Emily Sutton Smith. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. This book is dedicated to my aunt, Carolyn Wonky. I am so blessed to have you in my life. 1. Another teenage girl was missing. Forensic artist J.C. Urban huddled in her winter coat, casting a furtive look over her shoulder as she walked the 10 blocks from the police precinct to her apartment building. The young girl's face that had been plastered all over the news in an Amber Alert was etched in her mind. 16-year-old Susanna Perry was pretty, athletic, and blonde, just like Claire Simmons, who'd also gone missing 3 weeks ago. 2 young girls disappearing in the past month. This sort of thing didn't generally happen in Appleton, Wisconsin. Yet the similarities in these cases to the way she'd been nearly taken 10 years ago brought forth a slew of memories better left buried. A decade was a long time. No reason to think the same man was responsible for these 2 new missing persons cases after all this time. Still, she couldn't help quickening her pace, as if the assailant who'd once grabbed her in Madison on her way home from choir practice had somehow known to find her here in Appleton. Logical? Nope. But fear rarely made sense. The attempted kidnapping and assault on her all those years ago had gotten her started in this path of being a forensic artist for the local police departments. She did freelance work for 12 precincts within 100-mile radius, which kept her busy. She'd been dragged out of bed in the middle of the night or on weekends more times than she could count. Truthfully, she didn't mind. Anything she could do to help put the bad guys behind bars was worth the inconvenience. This evening, she'd been called in at 7:30 to assist with identifying a burglary suspect. Since her car was in the garage for repairs, she'd walked to the precinct. It was 8:30 now. Not too late. Yet the January darkness made it seem much later. She told herself there was nothing to worry about. For one thing, she was hardly a teenager anymore. Additionally, she'd purposefully led a low-key, somewhat reclusive life after relocating here 7 years ago. Yet she really wished the guy who'd tried to kidnap and assault her back when she was 16 had been found and imprisoned, especially after 3 other young girls had gone missing. But no one had been arrested, making her wonder if the assailant had left town, or if he'd been tossed in jail for some other crime. A thudding noise startled her. She spun around, raking her gaze across the familiar neighborhood. A car door? Probably. Seeing nothing alarming, she drew in a shaky breath and continued walking. Her apartment was part of a square, 4-family building. 2 apartments on the ground floor and 2 upper units. She'd requested a second-floor apartment to avoid the possibility of someone breaking a window and crawling through to get to her. Yep. Even after all this time, she instinctively took protective measures to avoid becoming a victim. Why hadn't she allowed Detective Vargas to drive her home? Pride had gotten in the way. That and her sheer determination not to act, think, or behave like a victim. When she saw her building, she let out a tiny sigh of relief and broke into a light jog, doing her best to avoid the scattered icy patches on the sidewalk. Hurrying toward the front door, she frowned when she noticed the porch light had burned out. Making a mental note to let the manager know, she pulled out her keys. Movement from the left caught the corner of her eye. She turned, instinctively falling into a fighting stance, when she heard a spraying sound. It was so unexpected, she reacted too slowly to avoid the face full of pepper spray. No! Fire burned in her eyes, making it impossible to see. Her throat...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?